Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Ella with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the annual Leonid meteor shower hit its peak visibility last night, but will continue to be visible throughout the week. In the hours after midnight, fiery meteors will streak through the night sky, putting on a show for the Aussies awake to watch. Associate Professor Michael Brown has suggested finding a location far from city light, but some of the brighter meteors should be visible from the suburbs. The meteors are visible in both hemispheres, and viewers can expect to see around 15 per hour. Also in local news, Queensland venue operators are pushing to officially have daylight savings each year in an attempt to save the state's struggling nightlife. Support is mounting for extra hours of sunshine after several venue owners called on the government to be in line with Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia and the ACT. Despite the immense support, Nationals leader David Littleproud has said Queensland's nightlife economy needs much more than an extra hour of daylight. He claimed that Premier David Crisafulli won't go near it and that government is unlikely to change on the subject. In national news, a new report from Homelessness Australia has revealed 3 million Australians at risk of homelessness due to an increase in rental stress and low incomes. This marks more than a 60% increase since 2016, with Victoria and Queensland having the greatest increase. The group's CEO, Kate Colvin, has said demand for homelessness services has erupted and the system is so under-resourced that people who are homeless can't get in front of a worker who can help them. In response, a spokesperson for Minister O'Neill has said the government is investing $1.2 billion for crisis housing for women and children.
In other national news, new care cottages are being opened in Western Sydney to ensure more vulnerable children are moved from emergency accommodation into stable homes. The new Waratah care cottages will support children currently living in high-cost emergency arrangements who cannot immediately be placed with relatives or foster carers. One child described their time living in HCEAS as making them feel like a dog being moved from cage to cage. The children will be cared for by highly trained and accredited staff with experience working with vulnerable children. In international news, the super typhoon Manyi has made landfall for a second time on Philippines' main island of Luzon, with warnings of life-threatening storm surges, heavy rains and severe winds. Manyi is the sixth typhoon the Philippines have endured in a month, and more than a million people have been ordered to evacuate since warnings were first issued. The head of civil defence, Ariel Nepomuceno, has stated it is more dangerous now for those in landslide-prone areas because the ground has been saturated by the consecutive typhoons. Though typhoons are not uncommon in the Philippines, forecasters have said it is unusual to see so many tropical storms in the Pacific at the same time and have likely been exacerbated by climate change. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of showers in the evening. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is high and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.